lunchroom when I saw a plate of chocolate chip cookies I had passed by when I was selecting my lunch from the buffet. As I saw them this time, I thought, I really need a little piece of one of those cookies. I stopped at the table and broke off about one third of one of the cookies and ate it. As we proceeded to the platform, Dave said, "Did you just eat part of that cookie?" His tone of voice was accusing, and right away I got defensive. I felt like saying, "Chill out, it is just a piece of cookie." You might wonder why Dave cared about one third of a cookie. We had recently signed up at a workout facility 9 months prior to the convention. We worked out 3 days a week and had committed to a special eating plan that was rather strict. 4 days a week, we ate mostly protein and vegetables. The fifth day was called a free day because we got to eat one meal consisting of anything we wanted to eat. Usually on that day, we ate pasta and/or dessert. We were free to eat whatever we wanted during that one meal as long as we got right back on our eating plan the next day. Our free day for that week was the following day, and Dave had challenged me because I had eaten the piece of cookie on the wrong day. In his own words, he was only trying to help me, but I didn't want help or advice. I wanted the cookie. I was tired. I had come a long way in the conference, and I needed something to get me to the finish line. I didn't care what it was, but it needed to be fun, pretty, or sweet. And the cookie happened to be the first thing I saw that fit that description. Being a man, Dave does not understand things like that. He is very logical, and in his mind, it simply wasn't the right day to eat the cookie. He wanted me to know that I would be sorry after I ate it. However, I was not the least bit sorry. I felt that I deserved it, and in the same set of circumstances, I would do it again. My friend saw what was happening between me and Dave, and having compassion and understanding, she put her arm around my shoulder and said, "You deserve that cookie. And if I were you, when this last session is over, I would go buy a pair of shoes to go with it." She knows I like shoes. She totally understood that the cookie was meeting an emotional need of mine. Being a left-brained male, Dave didn't get it at all. I went on stage and made a joke out of it, like I usually do about most of the things that happened between Dave and me, and everyone enjoyed it immensely. Actually, the ladies cheered so long and loud and were so happy for me that I had eaten the cookie that I began to realize that there was a larger issue involved in the eating of the cookie that needed to be explored. That's how the idea for this book was birthed. Interestingly enough, when the teaching about the cookie aired on Enjoying Everyday Life, it was so well received that it was voted the favorite program of the year by the people who watched the broadcast. Obviously, I'd struck a nerve. There are times when we all need to eat the cookie and buy the shoes in order to help us finish what we have started or as a way of celebrating something we have accomplished. Your cookie and shoes can be anything that you enjoy. It can be a favorite food, a nap, a manicure, or pedicure. If you are a brave man listening to this audiobook, you can play golf, go fishing, go to a ball game, or whatever helps you rest and refreshes you. You may even be a man who likes manicures, pedicures, and bubble baths, or a woman who likes to get out tools and build something amazing. We don't have to fit into some society mold. We are free to enjoy anything as long as it is not immoral or illegal. I sincerely wish that the male species was more understanding about the cookies in life, but most of them just don't seem to get it. Dave fully intended to go hit his golf ball Saturday evening, which is his way of relaxing and celebrating a job well done. But he still had the nerve to comment about my cookie. It isn't fair that cookies have calories and golf balls don't. If every golf ball Dave hit had 10 calories, he would weigh 1,000 pounds. Dave truly was trying to help me when he commented on the cookie. He loves me immensely and is extremely good to me, but he simply didn't understand my need at that moment. Sadly, if we are not confident about our choices, we can easily let other people's comments make us feel guilty and ruin the joy we need to experience.